Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. I'll tell you what, it's getting hot and heavy in our nation's capital. We've got more testimony before the impeachment panel. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. But joining us, I'm really happy because it's always fun when she's on. Jesse Jane Duff is joining us. She is a retired gunnery sergeant, 2020 advisory board for the president, and joins us now from our nation's capital, from the swamp. Good morning.
Yes, I'm in the swamp. Pray for me. I'm here. I'm living, though. I'm keeping afloat. I'm keeping this little raft afloat, and I'm banging my oar over the heads of those damn alligators. Got it.
Let me ask you, because this is something I know that's going to come up a lot over the next few weeks, or actually next few days, and that is that Nancy Pelosi has scheduled some sort of vote. We don't know how important the vote is. It's going to be a rules committee kind of vote. So it's not anything that's binding. It's not anything that's anything. But what do you make of this? And is this Nancy Pelosi collapsing to Republican demands, or is this something different?
I think it's really that she's getting under a lot of pressure even from Democrats, because at the end of the day, you're not seeing anything come out as to what it is they're exactly trying to impeach the president for. They're making a lot of allegations and statements, and they're trying to tell voters that, hey, you know, we got this. But I think many Americans, probably most Americans, have grown increasingly skeptical of anything that comes out of a politician, particularly a career politician's mouth. We know that these folks have doggone spewed nothing but lies and misinformation and disinformation at us for the last 2.5, going 3 years now. We know this. And, you know, you get to a point, even as a Democrat, you'd have to say, regardless of how you feel about the president, the inside of your head has to be going, okay, you guys have to run this in a way that is conducive with giving everybody their rights, representation, and honestly allow rebuttal and question from the opposing party. That's how we work in the United States. When you take this freedom away and you start running like a dictatorship and you start having this overthrow or this coup the way they're running it, you know, we're starting to replicate exactly what our founding fathers wanted to get us away from. We are not a country that allows the Congress to overthrow a president who was duly elected by the American people. There's a process. If he has become something that needs to be removed from office, then they have to oblige by that and give that information to the American people. But right now, they're just running such a secret covert operation that you start recognizing that this is all calculated and fundamentally wrong.
Again, Jesse Jane Duff joining us, a member of the 2020 Trump Advisory Board. The Republican National Committee, I think it was last Friday, unanimously passed a resolution in support of the Graham-McConnell resolution to condemn the actions of the House Democrats. And I'm glad that we are finally fighting this. I guess the president, maybe one speech ago, maybe two speeches ago, said it's time for us to start fighting this whole impeachment thing. Is this one step in that direction?
It's a small step. I'm very frustrated with Republicans for their lack of will to take off those boxing gloves and start using an open fist, because the fact is the Democrats have been doing this to a point that they're bruised. Why haven't we called our own hearings? Why haven't we called out and had some of the very same witnesses come to the minorities' hearings? Why don't we have Lindsey Graham, where you been? You want to get a letter out that admonishes them. Why aren't we being more aggressive and starting to have our own hearings so that the American people can hear exactly what this supposed whistleblower has stated, which has remained anonymous? We don't know who it is. And I'm sorry, being a whistleblower doesn't guarantee you anonymity. They have rewritten the rules for even the definition of a whistleblower right before this one conveniently came forward. It was secondhand information. It wasn't somebody who even witnessed the call. And under the regular terms of a whistleblower, those of us who have served in the government know what these terms are. You had to have witnessed it. You had to have heard it directly. It can't be my mama said to me that my uncle did this. It has to be something that you actually witnessed yourself. So, you know, the whole thing is just really embarrassing, because if this was a situation of that grave interest to the United States, then why aren't they being open and public about it? They keep throwing around fancy terms like national security. They went after the president and said that he was hurting our national security by removing troops from Syria. That has fallen on their face. I supported the president getting those 1,000 men off of the ground in Syria. How in the heck could they become human shields for the Kurds when Turkey was coming over the border? That is not the job of our military. And to suggest we abandon anybody was a lie. As much as I respect those Kurds, they know darn well we never went there to defend them. They know that we were working in alliance with them because they were equally invested in destroying ISIS. So were the Syrian Democratic Forces, which also compile of Kurds. But anyway, getting back to what you're saying, the doggone national security argument fell flat on its face. Hurting the American patriotism, going against the Constitution, all are lies. They're making these talking points without any facts to back them up. And it's infuriating, it's frustrating, but I know the American people who are following this know that this is nothing short of a debacle that has been created purely for political reasons, because they know they cannot win the election in 2020.
Again, Jesse Jane Duff joining us, retired gunnery sergeant. You had to be just proud as can be on Sunday morning when the president announced that al-Baghdadi is dead and he died like a dog. That was an amazing statement by the president. But I want to see if maybe as a military veteran, your feelings about the operation. No American lives were lost at all.
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous. And then to watch the mainstream media turn around and try to spin this in a derogatory way. I saw Obama advisor come out on Twitter with her clip from CNN. She was an Obama advisor, now a national security advisor. She was a low-level staffer on his national security team, trying to say that the president was being irresponsible in describing how the operation ran. I said, you have no place. This is rich, coming from an Obama person, talking about being irresponsible. It was the lack of responsibility by your own administration that created the problem of ISIS and thousands of Americans losing their lives, going back into Iraq to fight them. Your advice is not, it's essentially a joke. You've seen Susan Rice come out and saying that he didn't even call President Obama. What are we going to say? Thank you, President Obama, for creating this mess? I mean, it is absolutely disgusting, because even when Osama bin Laden was killed, I never begrudged President Obama for that, regardless of what differences we may have politically. Killing a terrorist is probably the best thing that this country can celebrate, because those are the people that have destroyed the lives of multiple Americans. They slaughtered many Americans, slaughtered Christians. Have we forgotten how they were lined up and their heads and throats were cut? Have we forgotten the Jordanian pilot who had to suffer in a burning cage? Have we forgotten the ruthlessness, the barbaricness of them? And absolutely, I agree with you. When he said he died like a dog, that was also something to make those jihadis' heads spin, because they thought they were so self-righteous. They thought they were fighting for their God. And yet now what they determine in their faith to be, they look at dogs as being impure and as being awful. They abuse animals, many, was basically cornered by a dog. That has got to make Iman of Peace on Twitter said this is going to have their heads spinning for decades.
I absolutely love that. What does it say, though, about American military might? And this was done with a handful of special ops people. I know we've been debating, and the president has weighed in on wanting to pull troops home. get them out of harm's way. But the fact is, it seems as if we are the only ones that can do this kind of operation, and we'll probably have to do this kind of operation again.
Well, conducting an operation is entirely different than putting people on the ground for years at a time. Essentially, we were in Syria for a lot of reasons that aren't necessarily clear to a lot of Americans. In some cases, it appeared that we were doing regime change, and then it converted to, well, let's just get rid of ISIS. We were supporting a lot of the bad players, weapons that had been confiscated by the Syrians that we had supported to overthrow Bashar al-Assad had also been captured by those in ISIS. So in a essence, many of the weapons that the U.S. was providing to overthrow Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, turned around and ended up in the hands of ISIS, how we enabled our own enemy. So it's very, very concerning when we stick 1,000 men on the ground and then Congress that never authorized us to be in a combatant role. I was embarrassed to see so many congressional members, many with military experience, come out and say that the president was being irresponsible. Over 300 congressional members admonished him, and only 60 supported him in a House vote. That was shameful to me. If they wanted us there so bad, then how come they never gave us authorization to be in a wartime status? President Obama put us in that country. He stretched a law that came from 2014 that was called the basically authorization to use military force that allowed a president to attack somebody who had hit our homeland, such as Al-Qaeda. He really, really stretched this to stick our troops in Syria to go after the threat of ISIS. And you didn't hear much from anybody because we all agreed ISIS was a problem. And that was our sole purpose there. Now that we have an international debacle with Syria and Russia and Iran and Turkey all at once, to suggest that the American forces should be used as human shields to protect Kurds, which are not a NATO ally, and Turkey is, on its face, made absolutely no logical sense to me. There was never an agreement. I don't care what these Kurds say. There was never agreement that we would be their guardians. We were there to advise, never in a combatant role. And somehow the press ran with this. It was a great PR operation by those Kurds. And all Kurds are not the same. You've got Iranian, you have Iraqi, you have Turkish, and you have Syrian. And the PKK, which has been considered a terrorist organization, are the Kurds that are in Syria. Not all, but many. And that is essentially how would our forces now become the human shields for an organization that our own State Department identified as a terrorist organization and potentially get hit by Turkey. So let me back up again. Here we are. We had to get those forces out, but I always said we had thousands of forces in Iraq who could do a rapid response to ISIS. The argument everybody had, oh, they're going to rise again, they're going to rise again. All of these Nostradamuses claiming to see into the future. And President Trump, meanwhile, knew exactly where al-Baghdadi was. He knew since May where he was, and he knew he couldn't leak that he was going to go after him, because in 2017, it got leaked to the New York Times, and he escaped. So he knew he could not tell any of these Democrats, because they would have sabotaged his plan. They don't want to see him succeed, and they went after him and proved the president right once again.
Jesse Jane Duff joining us. She is a retired gunnery sergeant, a member of the 2020 Trump Advisory Board, and she is also a woman. And Women for Trump today in Houston are leading a roundtable discussion highlighting the president and his accomplishments, empowering women in healthcare and the economy. Can you talk a little bit, not as a former gunnery sergeant, but as a woman, what this president has done in empowering women?
This administration has absolutely knocked it out of the park for women. Over 5 or 7 million new jobs. I mean, the numbers keep rising. And the last data I looked at, about 3.8 million of those have gone to women. That's over half of all the new jobs have gone to women. How does this impact our nation? Well, when women are employed and when their financial improvement and their families improve financially, that has an incredible impact on the entire society. First of all, it's normally women that are raising the children. It's normally women that are often single parents. It's normally women that if their kids are getting out of college and getting a job, they suffer less financially. I'm not saying it doesn't impact women, but it, I mean men, but it does impact women on a very significant level. So now you're looking at the data. They try to come out and say that suburban women poll low for President Trump. And I'm going to tell you exactly why they poll low, because they don't trust these pollsters. Every time a suburban woman who probably has her children in school or her parents living with her, or she has family in her neighborhood, knows that she could potentially get outed by the PTA, to the PTA, to the school board, to the community, to her church, to whomever she never discusses her politics with, because why? We have seen Covington Catholic kids accused of being racist. We saw Sarah Huckabee Sanders basically kicked out of a suburban restaurant. We see Antifa raiding and pillaging throughout communities, basically terrorizing Americans for wearing a MAGA hat. So when a pollster calls a suburban woman's house, now her husband may answer the phone and say, yeah, we're voting for Trump, and hang up. But a suburban woman is thinking, do I want to be outed to the entire community? Who is this? Are they doxing me? Because that's where we have gone. It's no longer an innocent phone call. These are people that sometimes can have malicious or nefarious means. I assure you, suburban women are supporting the president. And how do I know this? Over half of his campaign donations have come from women, compared to 25 to 30% in 2016 cycle. Over half. And the average donor is only $40, $41. So that's when you're incredible. Talking small donors, and over half are women, and he's already surpassed his 2016 halfway point, he's got millions in the bank, it's because the women have stood behind this president. They know the results. They're not offended. They're tough. They're not going to scream, oh, he uses rough language, because you know why he's had to be tough? Because being polite got us nowhere. Look what happened under George Bush. He was so polite, he got run over by the Democrats, and I loved him, but that doggone dignity and grace got him nowhere. We need to punch back, because they are, when you're in, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Jesse, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. We'll all be watching the president Friday in Tupelo, Mississippi, another one of his great rally speeches. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You have a good rest of your week.
You too, had Take the Hill, motivators.
There you go. Jesse Jane Duff, retired gunnery sergeant, 2020 Trump Advisory Board member. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800. 775-289-6800.
Listening to the radio.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875. Or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Net. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Just $199 per month for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That mom, dad, and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's Tuesday. It is Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas, slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The National Security Council's top Ukraine expert is currently behind closed doors, testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. In his opening remarks, Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vidman says he didn't think it was appropriate to, quote, demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, referring to the president pushing for an investigation of former VP Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter during a phone call with the president of Ukraine. Two movie stars now donating to California firefighters who are battling hundreds of wildfires. One of them, WWE superstar John Cena.
This is the right thing to do, and I'm doing my part to help the cause.
Cena says he's donating $250,000 to the California Fire Foundation and the LA Fire Department Foundation. Actor Chris Pratt says he's also donating to those organizations. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a green new deal.
I just love this. I just love this. Nation, AOC and the squad. Oh, my God.
Let's go. Just call me AOC.
Oh, I just love that. Did you hear the latest? Kamala Harris. Sleep deprivation must be taken over. No, it's not that Kamala.
That was Kamala the Ugandan Giant, the old 1990s wrestler. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this we're talking about the presidential candidate, Kamala Harris. She has come out in supporting Representative Katie Hill, or former, signed. She was a rising star in the Democrat Party and a close ally of Harris's. She announced on Sunday she was resigning from Congress. And she was allegedly involved in intimate relationships with multiple staffers. She admitted one of these relationships, apologized for it, and claims that she is a victim of cyber exploitation. That you know, she's been damaged somehow, regardless of the fact that she was having intimate affairs with staffers. Anyway, this was her. She did a video yesterday and released a video. And in fact, let's go to cut two. This was Katie Hill, former member of Congress, announcing she is out of Congress. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Katie Hill, and last night I announced the most difficult decision of my life, that I would be resigning from Congress. I made this decision so that my supporters, my family, my staff, and our community will no longer be subjected to the pain inflicted by my abusive husband and the brutality of hateful political operatives. This coordinated campaign carried out by the right-wing media and Republican opponents, enabling and perpetuating my husband's abuse by providing him a platform, is disgusting and unforgivable, and they will be held accountable. But I will not allow myself to be a distraction from the constitutional crisis we're faced with and the critical work of my colleagues. And so I have to take my personal fight outside the halls of Congress. Too many Americans are counting on Washington to fulfill our promises of quality health care, housing we can afford, and a government that works for the people. And I cannot let this horrible smear campaign get in the way of that work. To my supporters in our district and across our great country, please know that we did something incredible. We proved that an imperfect woman, the 31-year-old daughter of a nurse and a police officer, who never planned to run for office, has a place in the people's house. We showed the nation that there is hope even in the darkest of moments, that every single person deserves a chance and a voice, and that voters will believe and will rise to make that happen. We showed Washington that a grassroots campaign can propel a young woman into Congress without the help of big corporations and special interests that have for so long governed politics, and that this movement will change our broken political system forever. That matters, and it will always matter. I need you to know that my fight is not over. Those of you who know me know that I am a fighter. Before I came to Congress, I fought for the most vulnerable people in our community, working to end homelessness for individuals, veterans, and families. I fought to give a voice to those who have too long been silenced or pushed into the shadows. I'm going to continue to fight for our democracy, for representation, for justice and equality, and for making the world a better place. And I will also take up a new fight. I will fight to ensure that no one else has to live through what I just experienced. Some people call this electronic assault, digital exploitation. Others call it revenge porn. As the victim of it, I call it one of the worst things that we can do to our sisters and our daughters. I am grateful for all of you who have spoken out about this in recent days. As I have before, I will stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves, because there is one thing that I know for sure. I will not allow my experience to scare off other young women or girls from running for office. For the sake of all of us, we cannot let that happen. I'm hurt. I'm angry. The path that I saw so clearly for myself is no longer there. I've had moments where I've wondered what the last 3 years of my life were for and if it was worth it. I know that many of you feel the same. I never claimed to be perfect, but I never thought my imperfections would be weaponized and used to try to destroy me and the community I've loved for my entire life. For that, I am so incredibly sorry. I'm so grateful for the outpouring of support that I've received. I grew up riding horses, and the most important thing that I learned was that when you fall off, you have to get right back up in the saddle. So I'm going to do that. I hope I can count on you to do the same and join me on the next ride.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Katie Hill, and by the way, my late mother, God rest her soul, always had this expression, and it usually was directed at members of our church who had gotten sick, some had died, and she would always use the phrase, he or she gave it to themselves.
Amen to that.
If it was cancer... if it was lung cancer, it and she died of lung cancer, so I'm not speaking out of school here. It was, well, hey, you know that guy smoked. He smoked like 3 packs a day. He gave it to himself. If it's obesity or a diabetes related, it's, did you see he always ate like 6 donuts at church breakfast? I mean, and the term, they gave it to themselves, I think is appropriate here. The website Red State and the Daily Mail published barely censored nude photographs of Hill. Now you can say, well, that's revenge porn. But the fact is she was doing something that was against the rules. She had an intimate affair or affairs. She's admitted to at least one of them. With staffers. You're not
this
supposed
is like
to do
whacked
that.
Out.
No, it is. It is. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Health insurance open enrollment is here. Are you ready? Let my friend Pat Cassell and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free, personalized evaluation of your health care options. No matter where you live, no matter where you are listening today, I want you to pick up the phone and call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Make that call right now. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back with more. There is going to be a vote in the House by Thursday, but it's going to be a Rules Committee type of vote. It's not going to be anything of any substance. It may lay out the groundwork for a future legislation relative to impeachment. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. It is Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and 2 babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, Channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
15 seconds till showtime.
So I say to him, hey, I don't think the joke is funny, but I'll do it. You know why? Because I'm a professional. Know what he tells me?
Know what?
He says, I don't know funny.
5 seconds.
Hey, you're funny. Funny looking.
Hey.
Let's be together. Loving you well.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher, you've heard him on this show many times, and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay, I want to go to the audio sound bites. This is amazing stuff. What the president and the U.S. military and special forces did in killing al-Baghdadi and that entire raid. Not one U.S. casualty, by the way. Let's go to cut one. Cut one. This is Dan Crenshaw. He is a former Navy SEAL. He's also a member of Congress from Texas. He has the eye patch. And he praised President Trump for the al-Baghdadi raid, even though he disagrees with the president on the pullout of troops from Syria. This is Dan Crenshaw last night on Fox.
It's a great moment for America. There's no bad news here. He was an awful terrorist leader, and I'm glad he's gone. It doesn't mean we can take our eye off the ball, of course. There's going to be mid-level commanders who want to take his spot. There is still an insurgency of ISIS roaming throughout the region. That does wake up every single day and think about how to kill Americans and build their caliphate over again. So I'm glad it happened, glad the president approved it, and I want to thank my special operations brothers for executing that mission.
Absolutely. They are the best of us. There's no question about that. Of course, I include you in their number. The rest of us give you our thanks. You touch on something that's, I'm sure, where a lot of your constituents are, which is, you know, bin Laden. Okay, he was the big bad guy. He's gone. Well, now there's Baghdadi. Now he's gone. Well, this snake seems to regrow its heads. It's more of a worm than a snake in that sense. Why are we safer now? How does this help us? How are we ahead of where we were before?
Well, the organization is naturally going to be in disarray when their leader is gone. So that's a benefit, of course. But the ideology still stands strong. We're going to be fighting this ideology for a long time. I like to be very honest with the American people about that fact. And frankly, I don't think politicians on either side have been very honest about that fact for years now, which is why we find ourselves in this debate of whether we should leave or whether we should stay.
It's not a debate for you, though.
No. I mean, you know what side of the debate that I've fallen on this.
Right, but why is important? You know, look, we all do our homework on you, but for the American people, and it's always tough for you guys who have to go and sacrifice and do the fighting to hear us say, you know, enough with it already. Let these people fight their own fights. We don't want to have our Dan Crenshaws and all our great talent over there at risk. You didn't want to leave, and you believe that the success with Baghdadi is proof to you that you need to have a mentality of staying and doing more in the region. What do you think taking out Baghdadi indicates about what our policy should be going forward?
Right. It's important to note that. So this good outcome that we all agree is a good outcome was a result of some kind of forward presence out in Syria and Iraq. Okay, you do need an intelligence picture of what's going on the ground. You need to have your human source network. You need to have your signals intelligence. You need a place to launch your UAVs. You need a place to launch your special operations forces. You need to maintain alliances. And you need to, this mission came from intelligence sharing with our allies, the SDF in this case. So, I mean, this is really important stuff. And if we like this outcome, then we have to understand how it took place. And I'll say this other thing to your comments about, you know, sending us over there. We can choose to let them fight themselves and not to and hope that they won't fight us. But we can't stop it, right? Like, war is a two-way street. So we go there so they don't come here. And we can choose not to fight that war, but they don't have to choose that. Okay, they can still fight us. And we learned that lesson in 9/11, and I don't think we should ever learn it again.
There you go. Dan Crenshaw, as the accolades continue to come in, a lot of Democrats, though, they'll congratulate the Special Forces and the Kurds and the U.S. military, but they always leave out the President of the United States, who, by the way, last time I checked, he is still the Commander-in-Chief. I want you to hear Brit Hume. I miss Brit Hume on TV so much. To me, he was always a very comforting force on TV. I loved listening to him. I watched Special Report every night, and I absolutely loved him. And he's not on that often. He used to be the managing editor of Fox News. He no longer is the managing editor. But I want you to listen. This is Cut 3, Brit Hume with Brett Baer. And his reaction not only to the Pelosi impeachment vote, but the al-Baghdadi raid and the killing of the ISIS leader. Listen to Brett Hume.
Well, I think that what she's doing is she's trying to take away the Republican argument that this whole thing is tainted because it's the product of an illegitimate process, in part because there was never a full House vote to commence the impeachment inquiry. There isn't yet either. Even this vote is, I gather, to approve the next steps in an investigation the House never authorized in the first place. At least that's what Republicans, I think, will argue. The real judges of this, of course, are people like David Perdue and his fellow Republicans in the Senate, because they're going to be indisposed to vote to convict. And any way that the investigation tends to be seen as unfair and tainted will make it easier for them to vote no, vote to acquit.
Speaking of Senator Perdue, I was struck by the fact that he suggested, at least, that the U.S. military's positioning in Syria has not changed, despite all of the back and forth. He's saying that we're still on the ground working with the Kurds. This is a big point of contention because some of the information, obviously, for this raid came from Kurds on the ground working with special ops forces. Your thoughts on that and kind of the fallout from this killing?
Well, it does seem, Brett, that you're not going to be able to pull off operations like this one if you're not present in the region. Now, I know that the Special Forces soldiers who actually carried out the raid may have been flown in from elsewhere, but it was our presence on the ground and the relationships that had been established there and the intelligence that was gleaned from that that allowed all this to happen. So it's an example of, you know, you don't have to necessarily have massive forces on the ground, but if you need to kill a terrorist and try to eliminate his operations, you need to be there, and you need to have people, you know, allies are willing to say, okay, we won't shoot down your airplanes or your helicopters, and we won't interfere with your raid, and by the way, this is a good, we got good information, this is where this guy is. So it does seem, you know, you can argue this in a lot of ways, but certainly one way to argue it is that we do need a continuing presence in Syria. And I guess Purdue is saying we still have it. The president, I think, would like to have people think he's pulling out of there, but not so far.
That's Britt Hume, along with Brett Baer, on Special Report. And I got to, I really do miss him. No, I really do. The Trump administration is still playing defense on the Ukraine phone call with the president of that country, Zelensky. And the Trump administration dispatched Mike Pence to the to PBS, of all places, and Judy Woodruff. And he defended the Trump-Ukraine phone call. I think that the explanation makes a lot of sense. Now, unfortunately, I don't have time to bring it to you. But I'll simply say that his defense, I thought, was incredible. I thought it was really, really good. Want to remind you, coming up, Tommy White will give us an update on the Allegiant Stadium. I drove by there 2 days ago, and the thing looks like a finished stadium almost. It's incredible. They're putting the roof on, I guess, and then they're gonna be down the home stretch. I am so excited, by the way, the idea that this time next year, if we are all still around, that we'll be watching NFL football in this brand new stadium. Yeah, it's hard to believe it. But it's really true. We're going to have National Football League action every weekend, or every other weekend, if you will, in this big, brand new stadium. And we're going to be having events in this new stadium. Not just UNLV football games, but all kinds of different stuff. If it requires 65,000 seats, we've got a venue for it. Republican National Committee, are you listening? Anyway, stick around. Tommy White, business manager, Labor Union 872. Also, we're going to continue our look at small businesses making a difference across the state of Nevada. We'll do that and more coming up. It is live and local now.